We'll reconvene the
So we get two.
Meeting of the Minnesota Compensation Council after our recess.
Well, that's illegal.
And during the recess, drafting took place.
In Minnesota.
Sorry. Mr. Chair, members, this, the audio system is not new. It's also helpful sometimes if you have your cell phones too close to the microphones, if you can pull them back a little bit and put them in your pockets or something, that sometimes helps.
Okay. Can you hear us on over the airwaves?
Mr. Rasmussen?
I did ask it, yeah.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Okay, very good. We want. We're back reconvened here, and during the recess, Mr. Hubinger and a couple others did some very fine work, and I think we have the agency head issue resolved, and that was the last open issue I think we have for the report here, to make a change, and the change will be and I'll have Mr. Hubinger read the exact motion, but it will be on page 4, where there is now, under our recommendation section, we believe we will delete that section and delete the section under other recommendations, number 2, agency head salary ranges, which is on page 5. So that will come out on page 5, and new language will go in under recommendation 2 on page 4, and that new language will be as follows.
Mr. Chair, members, then on page 3, the new language relating to salaries of agency heads would read.
You said on page 3 or
page 4, I'm sorry.
Page 4, right.
The Compensation Council recommends that the agency head salary ranges be decoupled from the governor's salary. The council recommends that the current salary range maximum in effect January 1st, 2017 continue and be adjusted for inflation each year beginning January 1st, 2018.
So that will be the recommendation about agency heads. We'll take that one first, and then we'll come up with just a couple other technical things. So one of the participants, Ms. Olson, has a question.
Well, I do have a question about the last sentence, because it's my recollection that the statute already provides for an inflationary adjustment.
And I think, Mr. Chair, Ms. Olson, we use the word continue to be adjusted for inflation just to enforce that the council recommends that current process continue.
Yeah, it just sounds more finite the way it's written. Can you read that sentence, the last sentence again?
Mr. Chair and members, the second sentence would read, the council recommends that the current salary range maximum in effect January 1st, 2017 continue in effect and be adjusted for inflation each year beginning January 1st, 2018.
Probably don't need the last phrase. I agree with you, Ms. Olson. We don't need any reason to have the 2018 language. Yeah.
Mr. Hubinger?
Mr. Chair, just for clarity's sake, it might be helpful if the legislature understood that the council was recommending that the inflation adjustment mechanism continue. There's a sentence in the current report on page 5 that might take care of that, that says that the council recommends maintaining the current process set in law of adjusting the salary ranges by the consumer price index.
Okay. Maybe you can say and annually thereafter after 2018. Maybe that's redundant. I don't have the language in front of me.
One thing we have to keep in mind here, we're not writing a statute here.
I understand.
But
we don't want to be misleading in what we do.
Correct.
Recommend. And that would be this would be recommendation number three.
Correct.
Thank you.
Wait a minute, would that be?
Yeah. Under, on page four.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it wasn't numbered before, and it should have been.
Yes, correct, you're right. Okay, so read it one more time, if you would, please, Greg, and then I'll see if someone on the council will actually make a motion to have us adopt that.
Mr. Chair, I'm uncertain of what we're doing with Ms. Olson's concern.
Me either.
That's why I want to reread.
Just read it as you have it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mr. Chair, members, the language would read, "The Compensation Council recommends that the agency head salary ranges be decoupled from the governor's salary. The council recommends that the current salary range maximum in effect January 1st, 2017 continue to be adjusted for inflation each year beginning January 1st, 2018.
Period.
Mr. Chair, members, perhaps rather than that phrase continuing or whatever it was, you take the one that was already in the book that says maintaining the current process of the current process set in law of adjusting the salary ranges by the consumer price index. Maybe that will.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Good, excellent suggestion. Everybody's nodding yes, so. Okay. All right, you've heard the discussion now. Do we have any motions? And Mr. Robbins, I think it's only fair that you be recognized here.
I think it's Dr. Fox who brought it up, but I'll move it.
It's best to deflect blame, so I'll second it.
Any further discussion
excuse me,
about the agency head salaries?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir. Mr. Asp.
I just want to be clear, because I make sure there wasn't a change from my understanding before. The change, right now we're making a recommendation with regard to the range, and the governor has the ability to set salaries within that range, but they would no longer be tied to the governor's salary. Is that right?
Mr. Hubinger?
Mr. Chair and Ms. Rasp, the governor under current law has the authority to propose new salaries for his agency heads, but they have to be approved by a subcommittee of the legislature before they can go into effect, and then they have to be ratified by the full legislature.
And that's not changing?
That is not changing.
With our recommendation. Okay, good. Thank you.
All right. Any further discussion, questions? If not, all in favor indicate.
Roll call.
Oh, thank you. Roll call will be taken. Clerk, call a roll.
I do have one.
Mr. Ludwig, we'll hold the roll call for a moment.
Mr. Chair, members, in addition to that language under what we will call number three, we're also deleting all the language under number two. I didn't hear that in the motion. Yeah. Okay.
And that's agreeable to the people, so that's part of the motion, correct?
Yes.
All right, clerk will note the roll, call the roll.
Berg.
Aye.
Asp.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dahlquist.
Aye.
Deckard.
Aye.
Evenson.
Aye.
Fox.
Aye.
Gattisek.
Aye.
Ludwig.
Aye.
Meyerson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Robbins.
Aye.
Motion carried unanimously.
Yeah, you should call out the vote on.
Oh, on the tape, I suppose. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there are 12 ayes and 4 absent.
Okay, now the motion carried and is adopted. Then I think that completes our work on the report, unless there's other questions and all.
I have a comment. I'd like to give staff a round of applause. I think that Minnesota was really blessed with great staff, and it's been great working with you guys. Thanks.
Amen to that. They've done wonderful job on this, and some of this is kind of tricky. We do have to then adopt the report, and there are technical things that should be in that motion, I believe. And Mr. Hubinger, since you did such a good job on the last one, could you restate the official proper motion to adopt the report?
Can I do one caveat first?
Certainly.
In the conversation with Jim Robinson, Jim Fox, during the recess, it was asked about if we're setting ranges here, recommending ranges, why isn't there a minimum? And it used to be that there was a minimum, but that got deleted a couple of years ago. And I've got old language in your draft that talks about ranges when the statute actually refers to limits. So we'd like to, as a technical change, do a search and replace of range for limit, if that's all right. Then the motion would be to adopt the report and authorizing the chair to make technical changes reflecting the discussion of the council.
I do have one question. What Mr. Ludwig said about eliminating item 2, does that accidentally throw out the governor's increase?
Well, he meant item 2, I think, in the on page 5.
The governor's increase is on page 4, item 2.
Yeah. And the governor's that was in the other recommendation section. And so the governor's salary is in the recommendation section, item 2, and is very much safely ensconced in our report.
Thank you.
Is that right?
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Asp? Yes, sir.
I'm just procedurally, are you asking for a motion to approve the entire report, or are we taking the recommendations separately like we voted on them before?
No, I would, now I think we are ready to approve the report in its entirety, as recommended, as changed here today. With a right to make technical changes if we need to correct wording, administrative kind of things.
I do think we should act on Mr. Hubinger's request to replace limit. Unless you think it's range with limit. Yeah.
Is that a technical change, or we can do it? I don't really care.
Well, that can just be part of the motion we're about to approve, though.
That's just a technical change. Yes.
I misunderstood.
So, Mr. Asp, my thought is this is a recommendation on the full report, then, as amended today.
Mr. Chair, just a clarification. Yes. So does the final report then include the optional provisions 1, 2, and number 4?
Yes.
Correct?
What page are you on here?
No, it was just the optional provisions. So the final report includes the number 1, 2, and
the
4.
The ones that we did today that we changed, yes, it does.
One would go away. We've already covered that with the...
Right. Correct. Excuse me. Yep.
With 2
okay.
and 4.
2 and 4.
That was included.
Yes, and it would include the we did approve number 4, didn't we? So that would definitely be included. That's why I say as amended today, all of that would be included in the report. That is the motion that I think is available to be made if somebody were to make it.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion approved and seconded. Any further discussion before we go poof in a few short moments here? If not, clerk will call the roll.
Chair Bird.
Aye.
Ask.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Dahlquist.
Aye.
Deckard. Aye. Evenson. Aye. Fox. Aye. Janicek. Aye. Ludwig.
Aye.
Macias.
Meyerson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Robbins.
Aye.
12 ayes, 1 nay, and 4 absent.
The report is adopted. Any other comments?
I have a question.
Yes.
So what happens now? Does this get sent? Does it get presented to committees, or what happens now?
I asked the same question a little earlier, and I think it gets sent out via hard copy and, I suppose, electronic copy. And whether there'll ever be any testimony or people will deal with it or not, we don't know. That will be up to the legislature, I think. But Mr. Hubinger, that's right. Okay. So that is it. So I would just like to say that I thank all of you, and I had the opportunity recently, I just ran into the Chief Justice at a seminar I was at Friday, who said, I told her what we had been working on, and just thanked me for the service, and said to thank all of the other members for citizens coming together to do this. And I firmly believe that under our system of federalism, and particularly with the turmoil and political turmoil in the country today, that it is really this role of states and state government and local government is so very, very important to how this nation is governed. And we're doing our little part out here in the Midwest the best we can with what we've got. And I think everybody should take some satisfaction out of that. We spent some time and effort to do our share, and I think we've done it very well, and I'm very pleased with this, and I thank you for the chance to chair this. And with that, unless there's any other comments people want to make, council is adjourned.